New Life 5, a magpie translation of Joseph Brodsky. Imagine twilight in the new life. Clouds formed here are better than sunlight in the old. Cicadas sing a sonorous ch, and now that the tanks are gone, a classical perspective reigns, although things remain vulnerable. And the thoughts of things, how easily one can forget them. And the thoughts as well that beget them. Imagine people coming out of rooms, faint, important only to themselves, where chairs stand, like the letters B and D, and save them from falling. They have that attachment to place characteristic of Penelope, despite the white walls with their tidy trim of maize, despite the old divan, the bare parquet, the yellow Chinese vase. You've been saved. Local Pomonas and Venuses don't seduce you, and now, having looked Cyclops in the eye, you don't suffer much from indifference. You don't hide your trumps or play your cards close to your vest. The crow sings cur at dawn, and you, like him, sing a pastoral song with no especial fear or love or need to belong. Imagine the radio is playing an old hymn, weaving music from the alphabet, now Betsy, now Abraham, now Sam. The airs hold influences, statues, rules of multiplication, stamps. In the end, our curiosity about the boundaries of these places, these once blank spaces, is a kind of art. Twilight, crepuscule, the last sun's ray. In the new life, they don't tell the moment. Stay.